91X News.
It's 8 degrees with light showers at noon. Good afternoon, I'm Sam Norman. Canada is pledging to work to secure the investments Canadians, allies, and its people have made to build a better future for Afghanistan. The vow came from Foreign Affairs Minister John Baird at a conference in Bonn on the country's future beyond the 2014 withdrawal. Delegates hope to agree on a set of mutual binding commitments. In his opening remarks, Afghan President Hamid Karzai urged the international community to stand by the country beyond the planned troop withdrawal. Ontario's Auditor General released a report today on whether 14 government programs are giving taxpayers value for their money. Among the programs covered by the audits are the government's renewable energy initiatives and forest management initiatives. Auditor General Jim McArthur's report will also be looking at the electricity sector, Legal Aid Ontario, and student success initiatives. McArthur's report is to be tabled in the legislature this afternoon. Protect your loved ones is a message Prince Edward Masons are spreading this holiday season. Lodge 18 kicked off yesterday's Christmas festivities at Picton's Crystal Palace with a child identification clinic.
Children from all over Prince Edward County lined up to see Santa at Picton's Crystal Palace yesterday. But before their visit, parents were encouraged to leave with a gift. A CD containing five major components of their child's identity used to help law enforcement recover missing children. Terry Young is a member of Prince Edward Masonic Lodge.
We gather DNA samples, dental impressions, fingerprints, photographs, voice analysis. I think you have to be a little more aware of what's going on, and this is just another tool to promote awareness and to protect your children.
In the event a child goes missing, a CD-ROM is loaded into the police computer for the Amber Alert broadcast to be sent throughout North America. You can find more information on the Masonic Chip Ontario website. Nicole Klinstaber, 91X News, Belleville.
A report being released today says a 2009 decision to boost the Ontario Child Benefit helped pull 19,000 children out of poverty. But it also says that the province is still a long way in keeping its 2008 pledge to cut child poverty by 25% by 2013 and lift 90,000 kids out of poverty. The report is from the 25 and 5 Network for Poverty Reduction, which represents more than 100 provincial groups and individuals working to eliminate poverty. A cyclist was taken to hospital after a collision with a Greyhound bus in London, Ontario. The bus was heading east on Hamilton Road when it collided with a young man on a bike near Sanders Street just before 6 p.m. Sunday. The man on the bike, whose name has not been released, was taken to the hospital with serious injuries. Police say that he is expected to survive. No charges have been laid, and police say the collision remains under investigation. December is a good time to get together with family and friends. It's also a time of year when the police are looking for impaired drivers. Carl Ayod has the story.
The police will be increasing spot checks with the ride program around holidays again this year. If you've drunk and you're not sure if you're in a state to drive, it's safer to look for other alternative. Quinty West OPP Constable Lon Fowler said there are lots of options for people who drunk and don't want to take their car.
You have your taxi companies, you have public transit. The designated driver is always the best. And now you have Operation Red Nose that's operated for Queenie. So you make the call, they come drive you home, and you get home safe.
If you get caught, the fines can be up to $10,000, and you lose your license for a minimum of 90 days. And the fines increase rapidly if it's your second or third time getting caught. Carl Ayotte, 91X News.
Police in Ottawa are investigating the release of a noxious substance on a city bus. Police say the incident occurred on the OC Transpo bus at around 7:48 p.m. on Sunday. A police spokesman says a male is in custody, but no other details of the incident are being released as the investigation is ongoing. Investigators have not said what substance was involved or if anyone was injured. The operator of Japan's nuclear power plant that was crippled says that about 45 tons of highly radioactive water leaked from a purification device over the weekend, and some of it may have drained into the ocean. Reporter Eric Talmadge says a pool of radioactive water was discovered midday Sunday around a decontamination device.
Once they found the leak, they stopped the system, and that appeared to have stopped the leakage of radioactive water as well. But they were saying that it underscores the continuing difficulties in trying to stabilize this plant.
It's estimated about 300 liters of water leaked out before it was blocked with sandbags. A new boil water advisory has been issued for the town of Smiths Falls in Montague Township. The advisory was issued yesterday as a precaution due to high turbidity in the water from the Smiths Falls Water Treatment Plant. Residents are advised not to drink water unless it has been brought to a rolling boil for at least 1 minute. This latest advisory comes after a four-day boil water advisory was listed Saturday for the area. French President Nicolas Sarkozy says a jointly issued bond by all countries that use the euro is not the solution to the continent's debt crisis. Many analysts have said that only by issuing bonds backed by the whole eurozone will Europe be able to save its shared currency. Stronger countries like Germany and France have resisted those calls, but some thought that As the crisis worsens, they might be forced to relent. Sarkozy reiterated Monday, however, that a common bond was in no way the solution for the crisis. He spoke after a meeting with German Chancellor Angela Merkel at the start of a crucial week for the Eurozone. Markets cheered their comments, with the euro in stocks and bonds yields edging lower. That's 91X News at 12:04. Tim Baer has sports next.
Take the bus. It's always better. It doesn't matter what the weather. If it's too hot, they air condition, and in the rain, they're so efficient. No need to worry about the snow. Belleville Transit was built to go. They've got you covered in every season. From Monday through Sunday, they're all about pleasing. They're always on time with you on their minds. So go ahead and check out your schedule online. city.belleville.on.ca. Visit them today. And remember, take the bus. It's always better.
Good afternoon. I'm Tim Baer with 91X Sports. The Wellington Dukes just keep on rolling. Guillaume Node had one goal and two assists as the Dukes won their 10th game in a row, beating Kingston 5-3 last night. The win moved the Dukes into second place in the OJHL's East Division with 42 points. The Dukes are in Cobourg tonight for a big game against the third-place Cougars. Puck drop is at 7. The Toronto Maple Leafs continue a brutal road trip tonight in the Big Apple. 2 days after losing to the hot Boston Bruins, the Leafs face off against the surging Rangers. The Rangers have a record of 12-2-1 since losing to the Leafs back on October 27th. The Ottawa Senators are coming off 2-row losses as they welcome the Tampa Bay Lightning to town. The Sens sit in 9th place in the East, and the Lightning are 4 points back in 13th. The two top teams in the East will face off as the Pittsburgh Penguins welcome the Bruins, and the Florida Panthers host the Washington Capitals, and the Phoenix Coyotes travel to Chicago. The NFL's only undefeated team continued their march for perfection. The New York Giants stuck with the Green Bay Packers all game but couldn't stop Aaron Rodgers when it mattered, losing 38-35 yesterday afternoon. Rodgers led his offense on a 5-play, 60-yard drive in the last minute of the game, setting up Mason Crosby to kick a game-winning 30-yard field goal as time expired. The Packers clinched the NFC North division title with the win, and the Detroit Lions lost last night. Two struggling teams take to the Monday Night Football stage. The San Diego Chargers limp into Jacksonville on a 6-game losing streak to take on the 3-8 Jaguars. The Jags fired head coach Jack Del Rio last week, and Chargers bench boss Norv Turner could be fired if they lose tonight. Kickoff is set for 8:30. The Miami Marlins continue to make splashes in the MLB's free agent market. The Marlins reportedly signed all-star shortstop Jose Reyes to a 6-year, $106 million contract today. The deal comes less than a week after the Marlins inked closer Heath Bell to a 3-year, $27 million pact. The Marlins came out with a new name, logo, and manager in Ozzie Guillen this offseason in an effort to stay relevant in South Florida. Another FIFA World Player of the Year nomination for Lionel Messi. The Argentine striker is looking for his third win of the prestigious Ballon d'Or. If he wins, he will join a select group of soccer legends who have pulled off the award hat trick. He is joined by Barcelona teammate Xavi Hernandez and Real Madrid winger Cristiano Ronaldo as nominees. The winner will be announced on January 9th. Send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Sam Normand with 91x Weather.
91X weather. Today, periods of rain, temperatures steady near 8. Tonight, periods of rain changing to periods of snow overnight, low 0. Tuesday, cloudy with a 60% chance of flurry early in the morning and evening, and a high of plus 3. At 12:08, it's 8 degrees. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. I'm Sam Norman with Tim Baer, and news is next at 1.
91X is CJLX, 91.3 FM, Belleville.